In Nicaragua, Sudi Martinez was an economics professor. Regina Orozco worked at a call center, taking calls from English-speaking customers. Both are young mothers who say leaving was difficult but necessary because the political violence in Nicaragua was too dangerous for their children.
I was about to go to one of the protests, and they were starting to shooting to everybody.
We can't return to our houses. We were driven away from a home that my family had sacrificed for years to have.
Martinez says her father, an indigenous leader, was imprisoned for opposing President Daniel Ortega. After some of her students were killed in demonstrations, she took her two-year-old daughter and fled for the U.S., paying off gangs along the way and arriving at the bridge to El Paso.
There was an unending line of migrants from many countries, but my daughter was very sick, so people let me pass to the front.
U.S. border agents treated the child for pneumonia and released them in El Paso. She and her mother are now recovering at a shelter run by the Episcopal Church.
These are people who will do and have done anything for their families. These are the kind of people I want as my neighbors.
U.S. authorities are processing and releasing about 2,500 migrants a day in El Paso. Some are sleeping on the streets as they wait for buses out of town, even as temperatures drop below freezing.
When we arrived at the border between Mexico and the United States and turned ourselves in, it was a huge relief that we were finally out of danger. The worst was behind us.
For all the people you see here who have been granted temporary permission to live in the U.S. while they fight for their asylum cases, many more remain waiting on the other side of the border in Mexico. They had hoped that the U.S. would relax border pandemic restrictions this week, which would likely have bettered their odds of getting in, but now it appears that will not happen at this time. The U.S. Supreme Court has temporarily extended the restriction at the request of Republican-led states that say they can't handle more migrants coming. The state of Texas has sent additional soldiers to guard the border.
Our wish isn't to invade anyone. It's to live in a country where we have the right to work, to live a dignified life, to be free from oppression.
The Biden administration wants Congress to approve $3.5 billion to secure the border and provide humanitarian aid. Meanwhile, the migrants already here say they're that much closer to their American dream. Heidi Jo Castro, Al Jazeera, El Paso, Texas.